This is KUT. The Trump administration recently announced that it's going to make even bigger cuts to a program that helps people sign up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Ahead of open enrollment, Texas alone is getting an 86% cut to what's known as Navigator Grants. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
These grants pay for people to literally help others navigate the complicated process of getting a health insurance plan. Corey Hadamer is with Foundation Communities, which has the biggest Navigator program in the Austin area.
We educate people on all of the different plan options, and then we're open year-round to help people overcome any barriers to actually accessing healthcare and using their health insurance.
Hadamer says getting a plan through the individual marketplace, which was created by the Affordable Care Act, can be tough for anyone. In fact, Hadamer says she's heard of people losing out on tax credits they're eligible for because they didn't fill out a part of their application right.
A lot of the people who come in and ask for our help have tried to do it on their own and weren't able to, or their application was done incorrectly, even if they had, you know, someone from the marketplace help them. And so we're able to make corrections.
And while Foundation Communities doesn't rely on federal funds, Navigator groups that do are facing a tough enrollment period later this year. That's because the Trump administration has slashed the budget for these programs. Texas, for instance, will only get a little more than $1 million in Navigator grants this year.
That's a drop in the bucket. That is a tiny amount that would not go very far when you're talking about more than 4 million uninsured Texans.
That's Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says $1 million amounts to a huge cut. During the last enrollment period, Navigator groups in Texas got about $9 million. And Pogue says even $9 million wasn't enough at the time to make sure everyone who needed help was getting it. And furthermore, these groups also do education and outreach to people who may not know what's going on.
When Navigator funding is cut even more and there's so few resources left in Texas, we will have many more people who are eligible, who could be getting help, who could get a plan that meets their needs and won't know that it exists, won't know there's financial assistance, won't know the deadline to enroll, and will miss out on coverage because they simply lacked awareness.
Pogue says these particular cuts hurt people who are vulnerable and live in hard-to-reach areas. She says cities like Austin, which have groups like Foundation Communities, won't feel these cuts as much as rural parts of the state. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.